Should those of us who don't recycle be fined? Well, new European Parliament proposals would increase the amount recycled to 70%, but with a possible fine for the UK if we don't hit our targets. We're asking the question on the programme today as to whether or not those fines should be passed all the way down along the line to the householder, and would a fine in fact change people's habits? Journalist Andrew McVeigh is with us, as is the Green Party councillor Ross Brown. Now, Councillor Brown, first of all, to you, do you think something like this might work?
Well, and in terms of what European Parliament had proposed the other day, it was actually rather than a fine, it was more along the lines of a pay-as-you-throw nudge scheme. So, amongst the whole package, the idea between behind pay-as-you-throw is that you would increase the amount that people would pay according to how much they put into their black bin compared to how much they're actually recycling. And from my perspective, I think that, you know, it shouldn't be used as a stealth dustbin tax, but we could use it as a way to nudge people into doing the right thing. So it could be, you know, accompanied by a fall in the local tax rates, but then increase the amount that's variable depending on how much you would actually throw out. I mean, the plastic bag tax is a very good example about how something like this could work, where you actually charge a small levy and nudge people into doing the right thing.
So just to be clear then, you'd be paying for actually the more waste you put into your black bin as opposed to your recycling bin. So that's where the financial penalty would come.
Exactly, and there is a financial penalty, of course, for the, you know, the amount of waste that we are putting into our black bin that's paid for by everyone across the whole of the council. I mean, for every 1 ton of waste that's diverted to recycling, there's an £80, which is saved. So it's better for, you know, the whole council and for everybody, the more that we recycle compared to throwing into the black bin.
Andrea?
I don't understand that at all. So you're saying that the people, the more waste you create, the more you should eat, the more you should have to pay. But it's not down to individual householders. Packaging has got nothing to do with us. I mean, I bought, say, for example, a picnic hamper from a department store the other week. Came with loads of packaging. There was bubble wrap inside it, and there was bits of cardboard all over it and things around it. And then it came in a box, and then within the box it was in a bag. So, I mean, that's got nothing to do with me. What you'll find is people will be sneaking out in the middle of the night and putting their plastic bags and all the recyclable rubbish in other people's bins because they don't want to have to pay for it themselves. I mean, why should householders be penalised for something that somebody else is doing? And
do you recycle, Andrea? Do you recycle?
I do, because we have a recycling bin. But, you know, the bins, the council, the bins are only emptied once a fortnight now, and we didn't get a reduction in rates for that. So in actual fact, your stuff is left in the bin for a fortnight instead of a week. So things are going rotten over the summer. And if it's a very sunny day, you're worried about maggots or something like that. And, you know, it's absolutely disgusting and things start to smell. We didn't get the reduction in our rates for that. And the plastic bag tax. Here's my question about this, which loads of people have queried in the past. A certain big store in the city, Belfast city centre, you get given paper bags. So why are we paying 5p? For a paper bag, which across the front of it says it's fully decompostable and recyclable, why are we paying for that? Again, why not levy the charge or the tax or whatever it's going to be on the department stores, on the supermarkets, on the manufacturers who create the packaging, rather than householders don't have any say in how much packaging their bag of tomatoes comes in.
What about that for a plan then, Ross? Target those with the deeper pockets, those companies out there who produce the packaging in the first place.
Well, to address some of the points, first of all, I mean, the study from America of 7,100 pay-as-you-throw schemes actually found that there was a 16 to 17% reduction in landfill and a 50% increase in recycling. So the evidence does show that it does work. But on the wider issue, you know, I entirely agree with what Andrea is saying, you know, about a wider number of measures. And that was actually what has been agreed and voted through the European Parliament last week. It's a whole zero waste package. And the idea is that there would be, you know, tax incentives on, you know, producers to actually reduce the amount of packaging that they're using. There will be much more incentives on, you know, the goods that are recycled to be brought back into the overall circular economy model. So the idea is that we would radically reduce the amount of waste that's generated from the very outset.
Might it not lead to more fly tipping, though, Ross? If people out there are going to be penalised for what they put in their bins, they might opt not to put it in their bins, but throw it by the roadside.
Well, again, you know, if you were to actually charge it, if you were to actually implement the full pay-as-you-throw scheme so that every bit of waste you had to pay for, perhaps that would be the case. But if you did it at the margin, so you still pay, you know, you still pay the majority of the cost of waste disposal in rates, but that there would be a very marginal cost depending on how if you actually produce more waste, then I don't see how that would lead to a serious increase in fly tipping, because it would only be the idea is that it would be a nudge to encourage people mm-hmm. you should actually recycle more.
Isn't that very interesting, Andrea, that Ross quotes some research, some evidence from the US which suggests that this system actually does work, this pay-as-you-throw 16% decrease in the overall waste intake as a result of this particular scheme. That looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
Understand how people are doing that. I mean, as I said, it's the people at the bottom of the chain who are being punished. So it's the individual householders who have no influence over how much packaging their goods comes in. Now, you could go to a farmer's market. That's not suitable for everybody. You can buy, you know, you can bring your own bag to market. But if you're buying a bag of tomatoes, they come in a little cardboard tray and cellophane or plastic over it. So everything you go, and this is to keep food fresh, and it's to keep it sort of for hygiene reasons, and there are very good reasons for that as well. So, you know, people aren't pawing over the food before you buy it, but we have no say over how much packaging our food or our product comes in. Look at kids' toys. I mean, the amount of packaging that you get with that, the sort of the polystyrene balls inside it and the bubble wrap around it and all the different things that come with it and then the box that it's in. Mm-hmm. We don't have any say over that. I just think it's punishing the wrong people. Why punish the individual householder, the granny who lives on her own, the young family with a couple of kids who are struggling to make ends meet anyway? Why are we doing that? And what's the benefit? We would like to see, as a ratepayer, I would like to see benefit from recycling. So why aren't there adverts all around showing, like, this is what we made from recycling. This is, you do this with your bin. Here's how we recycle it. Here's the finished product. It's going to help somebody further down the line. As far as I know, everything I recycle could go into a landfill site. I don't actually know where it goes. I don't know anything about it.
Somebody else who has grave concern about this particular plan is Tim from Armagh. Tim, morning to you.
Hi, good morning. I'm quite certain that if a tax, an additional tax is imposed for collecting your garbage, depending on weight, well, I'll tell you, there's going to be an awful lot of people sticking the weight in the boot of the car and releasing it somewhere in the countryside. Mm-hmm. The policy's mad.
Can I tell you about my experience last night? Tim, I was travelling on the road last night from Lifford to Castlefin. It's a border road there, runs alongside Tyrone. And I passed a van coming towards me, and the side door of the van was open, and somebody was actually physically pushing bags of cans out onto the roadside. And as I passed that van, I went down the road, and about half a mile down the road, another pile of cans. And then another couple of hundred yards, another pile of cans.
Are you telling me the fly tipping is already happening?
I was disgusted because
you think this policy is going to decrease fly tipping. Sorry, you're really not thinking logically here.
Well, I'm just pointing out an example of what I encountered last night in terms of the worst cases of fly tipping.
It still goes
and
on.
Absolutely. Along the roadside, just dumping at will, much as they could as they travelled along in their van. And not much you could do about it. I contacted the authorities to let them know, but I don't know if anything more will come of it. But it was disgusting.
Well, they're all busy out working on the 12th, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't Donegal.
There's a 12th up in Donegal too. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of that now. if you impose a tax on people, you exacerbate this problem of fly tipping. Mm-hmm. Is it not obvious to you? Does it make sense?
Ross, does that not make sense? That's the point I've already made to you.
Well, as I say, you know, this is actually a much broader package of measures. And, you know, to come back to what Andrew was saying about
what the
package was produced in the first place, mm-hmm. I mean, that's all part of it. The whole idea is to reduce that with forms of taxation on producers according to how much taxes or how much packaging is being produced. And also to actually make mandatory contributions for the amount of recyclates put back into the system. But on the issue of fly tipping,
yes.
I mean, if you look at other the other companies in Europe and America do have this scheme. And
have you been in Europe and America? Don't quote America as an example of somewhere we want to live. The garbage on the streets in New York is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I've been there several times.
I'm also quoting places in Europe where we have, you know, 60% recycling in Germany and Austria, and we've got a town in the Alps with Treviso in the Alps, which is achieved 85% recycling, and actually the pay-you-throw scheme has been regarded as an essential tool to help them to achieve that. Mm-hmm. So it is one measure.
Must be lovely living in Treviso in the Alps. We don't live there. We live here.
Well, I'm just giving you the examples of places where it works. Looking at best practice, and this is a European package that's been agreed.
I'm afraid if the example of that I've demonstrated will result in flight, if you're saying that that's one of the EU proposed smart moves, I'm heart afraid of the rest of their smart moves. What other tax draggable out of the people solutions have they got up their sleeve? This is ridiculous.
Well, as I say, the idea is it wouldn't actually
increase
the amount of money that's raised through taxation. You know, there would be a corresponding reduction in any rate bills. So. Mm. That's not part of the proposal.
Okay, let's hear from Claire. Go ahead, Claire.
Not part of the proposal, is it? No.
Let's hear from Claire.
Well, my question is, Belfast, the biggest city in Northern Ireland, have no provision for the disposal of glass in households. And old people, how are they expected to get bottles and jars to recycling where there's bottle banks and everything? I wonder what I know the old people have to put all their glass into their black bins, and they're going to be penalised too. I'm 84 with carers who won't clean out, so I can't recycle at all, and everything has to go into the black bin. And what you're saying is, Emma, I'm going to be penalised because of this amenity is not provided by Belfast. And as well as that, they go on about their rates. They haven't gone up for 3 years. If they're not giving the people the amenities, they're looking for other ways of raising the money. Mm-hmm. And the bottom of the chain, as they say, the householder has to pay. And their incomes don't rise, pensions don't rise, savings don't, you get nothing on savings. And I would be one of the ones that would be penalised at the bottom of the chain.
Ross?
Well, in terms of the glass recycling, I mean, I'm also very concerned about that. And I would point out to the caller there that actually the separate collection of glass has been also agreed as a mandatory requirement as part of this wider European package. So that will have to be introduced as well. But on the issue, you know, I think that this would actually benefit people who are living in smaller households, such as pensioners, because they tend to generate smaller amounts of waste to begin with. So, I mean, really, this is, as I say, it would benefit people who...
But they don't want to pay at all, Ross. They don't want to pay any money.
Well, they would actually be paying less, and that's the point of what
they don't want to pay anything.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, waste disposal costs us all, and mm-hmm. I mean, we're spending between 90 to 120 million every year getting rid of our waste, and that's the reality because there is a cost associated with it. And this is the whole point of this, is actually recognising that when people, you know, when waste is generated, there is a cost associated with it. And the idea is to reduce the amount we generate in the first place.
Andrea?
I'd love to ask Ross a question. This is a genuine question. I'm not being smart or sarky about it. What does happen to all the stuff that we recycle? I have a recycling bin that we put out and there's blue bins all over Belfast. What happens to that stuff? Where does it go once it's recycled? Who, obviously, there's somebody makes money from it somewhere. Who is making the money from the stuff that's been recycled, and where does it go?
Well, there's various contractors who buy the recycled material, and then it goes into the market, it goes back into products, and so it's reused in various products. So, for example, if you put recycled glass, it's reused, and you buy glass, and some of that glass will be made from recycled products. And you buy paper. You can buy paper that's made from recycled material, toilet paper, and various pizza boxes are often made from recycled material, egg cartons.
So somebody's making money out of it. So surely the point is that the more stuff you put into recycling as a householder, if I put more than my neighbours or more than one bin full a fortnight, you're saying I should be taxed or charged more for that. But surely what I'm doing is a good thing because I'm putting more stuff to be recycled, which all goes to be
recycling material and processing recycled material still have a cost.
Okay, let me hear from John on this one. Let me hear from John. John in Bangor.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not against recycling. As I said, you're a producer. I recycle myself. What I am against is Europe telling us what to do and they'll charge us if I don't do it. Now, instead of Europe asking us to do what you want, why does England not ask us, our own government? And this is one of the points where I'm thinking, if ever a referendum comes in or out of Europe, the way Europe's heading, we'd be out of it. Because people are fed up with Europe putting the boot under us.
John, thank you very much.
Industry, right?
John, thank you very much indeed for your call, John. We're closing on this one. Ross, we'll leave you a final thought on this. Do you think as to whether or not this possibly at some stage down the line might in fact be a runner? Is this something that our powers that be might grasp someday to say, look, we need to get real about recycling, and if people aren't going to recycle out of habit, then we're going to have to force them to do it by hitting them in the pocket?
Well, as I say, I don't agree with hitting people too hard in the pocket. It has to be a carrot and stick approach, you know. I mean, and the whole principle behind recycling is it's not only good for the environment, but it's actually good for our economy as well. And what Europe has actually agreed to do, the analysis shows by increasing our resource productivity, the targets that they've agreed by 2030 will boost our national income by 1% and create 2 million sustainable jobs. It's a win-win for the economy, for the environment, and for everybody.
Ken, we'll leave you the last word on this one. You think it's a con?
It's the biggest con ever. The more you recycle, the more they charge you. The more the supermarkets make more profit, the more the recycling companies make more profit. We're just unpaid workers. There's no dropping rates for the work we do.
Okay. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your contribution. Ken, thank you. Thank you as well to Ross and also to Andrea.